Good morning. Hey, we're live on the radio, Lindsay. You got to be aware of that.
Sorry. I'm new to this. My headphones were twisted up or something.
Oh my gosh. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And live in studio, it's me, Joe. My wife, Lindsay, is here filling in for Alex, who's out of town for a wedding. And producer Porkchop is trying just to keep the show afloat. How's it going so far? Do you think we'll make it?
I already need my fifth cup of coffee. I don't know about y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
Stressing me out. We need marriage counseling up in here. No, I'm kidding.
I would love for you to join in this conversation. I know it's early, but I want to hear from you. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That is 833-563-2539. Here's my question for you. I'll give you the scientific answer in a second, but what is worse? Double dipping or the 5 second rule? Double dipping or 5 second rule? What do you think is worse? Producer Porkchop, you worked in a restaurant, so I feel you know a lot about the food.
Yeah.
What do you think's worse in your opinion?
In my opinion, let's see, I'm slightly OCD-ish. I think it bothers me more when people double dip.
Really? Like, what about like if food got dropped in the back of the kitchen? That wouldn't bother you if they picked it up after 5 seconds?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends. I mean, obviously if something hits the ground, I mean, there should be no double dipping going on at a restaurant though. You can't really compare both that way.
I'm just thinking of an actual restaurant. Or let's say you're cooking at home, you know, and you drop something in your kitchen and you pick it up within like 6 seconds.
Okay, if it's between me at home cooking and that happens, or seeing one of my guests double dip, it would be the double dipping that gets me the most. Like if I'm at Applebee's working and, you know, something drops in the kitchen, obviously that's number one. That's going in the trash. Okay. But if I see like someone eating at their table and they double dip and I don't have anything to do with it, that doesn't bother me.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Lindsay, does either one of those bother you? Like one more than the other?
I like how you said, does either bother you? Because I think you already know neither of them do.
Yeah.
I do not
care.
What? Yeah, Lindsay, my wife, is gross as hell.
Food is food. I'm going to eat it.
I know, but that's absolutely gross. All right, let me throw out some stats here and we'll take your calls. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. They say when it comes to double dipping or 5 second rule, if you double dip a chip, you contaminate the bowl of dip with bacteria. If you drop food on the ground, you pick it up and eat it, you know, thanks to the 5 second rule, it'll get bacteria on it. But what's riskier? Well, according to a food scientist, dipping twice is the worst thing to do because you're putting it back in there and more bacteria. He found when you dip a chip into a double dip bowl, it picks up way more bacteria than when someone has not double dipped. And also he said, since those germs go from one person to a person, we're talking things like the cold, the flu, you could give somebody a cough, all kinds of things. And they're saying when it comes to dropping things on the floor, for example, like if it's on a carpet, most things are absorbed right directly into the carpet, so it's not even that bad. Me personally, 5 second rule. Because unless it's a wet thing, like if I drop like a bunch of Cheetos or Doritos, I'm just blowing those things off. They're going to be totally fine.
See, I think the 5 second rule bothers me more because a lot of floors are just really gross.
Oh my God, you see somebody just blow their nose, they don't wipe their hand, then they go into your chips and guac. You see the finger go into the guac. You know you got booger guac now. How is that not
Who's
disgusting?
Sticking their fingers in guac?
Oh my God, everybody gets guac on their fingers. Have you never been to a party? Marissa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's worse to you, the 5 second rule or is it double dipping?
Good morning. Actually, I kind of agree with what you're just saying. It kind of depends if it's sticky, and if it was like my clean floor at home, I'm okay with that. You know, if it was like you said, like a chip. So I would honestly say double dipping is the worst.
No, I agree. Can you imagine being married to somebody, Marissa, like my wife, Lindsay, who doesn't have a problem with either one of those?
Right. Well, hi, Lindsay, by the way. Welcome
hi.
To the morning show.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Marissa, thank you so much for calling in. You're welcome to our
thank
party
you.
Anytime, okay?
All right. Bye.
Bye. Have
good
a good
one.
You can let us know on Twitter. We'll put that up there, at Joe and Alex Show. What is worse to you, double dipping or somebody that breaks the 5 second rule?
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Don't go anywhere.